studs. Studs.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and the biggest stud in all of radio, ladies and gentlemen, Brian David Whitman.
Yeah, man. Timmy, look at you, man. I said it, man. Friday night, man.
There you go. Friday night in Southern California. Everyone's out enjoying themselves. And a friend of mine who works for a major corporation in the entertainment business.
Will you name the corporation?
Nah, because he asked me not to. They're having their Christmas party tonight.
Oh, jeez. Are you kidding, really?
I swear.
What is it, November 9th?
It is the early November, and they have it traditionally right after Thanksgiving. But they, for some reason, they rented like this big hall and they got a great deal on it.
Well, that's just it. It's cheaper. I mean, a lot of companies.
How do you get it up for a Christmas party on November 9th?
Well, I don't. I can't. I mean, I can't. You know my rule. I can't get it up. I really have a difficult time getting it up for.
I know. That's why you have the Viagra, Levitra.
No, for the holidays, getting the festivities up.
Hell, sorry.
And going.
Can we dump that?
It's fine. But even when it's Christmas time. But now companies are either doing it really early like now, or some companies are doing it after New Year's in January to get these cheap deals.
Yeah, but doesn't that tell everybody that you work for a crappy company?
Yes. And I think people should boycott those companies. If your company is trying to get you out tonight for some chips and dip and, you know, some bad, appetizers to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays just so they can save money, say no to their cheap party. Say no. I better be a cash bar and everything. Say no to that cheap ass party.
When I started at CBS. It wasn't even CBS Radio. It was Infinity Broadcasting.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you. It was
11 years ago,
yeah, man. With Doug Stackler. And
But we had a Christmas party that was unbelievable.
Real radio, man.
It was on the Sony lot in Culver City. Mm. And it was free drinks all night. Everybody got bombed. Tom Likas was there.
Yeah.
A couple of chicks from sales got into a fist fight.
Really?
Yeah. And one of them threw the other one into the Christmas tree.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love it when chicks.
There was guys and girls having sex in the bathroom. And it was just a great effing party. And then cut to last year's party. And
I didn't go to that.
I know. You never go. But we have drink coupons.
Like,
and you're
given,
yeah, because now, you know, because some a-holes get too bombed and then they drive home and then they sue the corporation for getting them bombed.
Right.
Jesus
and
Christ.
They, you know, corporations lose a lot of money. There's a lot of liability there. So they said, we're going to give you two drink coupons. Mm. So I went to, it was on La Brea last year.
Yeah.
And I take my two coupons. I've entered the party. I've been given, it looks like two cheap, like carnival tickets.
Yeah, like raffle tickets.
Yeah.
Right, with numbers on them.
Yeah, exactly. And I have my two little red tickets, and I go to the bar, and I said, I'd like to have a Grey Goose 7-Up. And the guy said, that'll be, $12 or so. I said, no, I got two coupons. And I gave him one. He goes, no. He goes, Grey Goose is a two-coupon drink.
See, that's why I don't go to these effing parties.
So I got
parties.
One drink.
Drink.
You work all year for this company.
Merry Christmas.
And, you know what? They're not even really. You know, Christmas parties.
They're terrible.
They used to be great. Corporations still do them because they feel like they have to, but they should stop.
Well, I tell you.
It gets to the point where it's not as fun as it used to be. It's, you know, everybody's sitting around not bombed because everybody's so cheap.
Right. And what some people should do is see, there's really every year, and I don't know if I can go this year. Maybe I can do it. There's really just one Christmas party that I go to, and it's at a friend's house, and it's a beautiful party. He and his wife throw a beautiful annual Christmas party at their home in Malibu, and the food is tremendous.
You go every year?
I go every year, except last year I couldn't go because last year I was, you know, totally
right.
Depressed, and
I
checked out.
Are you going this year?
You know, that'll be an important decision for me, whether I go or not. I'd like to think I'll go.
Right. Are you going to go to the company Christmas party this year?
No,
you're not going to do that.
No way in the world. So what happens is you have to limit also the number of parties we're throwing here, people. Not everybody has to throw a party. See, because then everybody has this obligation to go to all of these parties. You know, you got your buddy's party that you go to every year. Okay, I got to go to that one. The station wants me to come to their party. I got to go to that party. And then there's somebody else is throwing a party. And then between now and January, every Friday or Saturday is booked up going to some effing stupid party.
Yeah, we had when I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago. I don't know if you were at the station yet. I don't know if you were avoiding Christmas parties yet. I think it was. I don't think you were here yet. But we had it at the Queen Mary.
I was not here. Oh, maybe I was, and I didn't go.
And it, you know, it's very nice once you got down there. But from the Valley to the Queen Mary is, you know, an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah, sure it is.
On a Friday,
absolutely,
or on a Saturday.
Yep.
And then once you get down there, you can't really get bombed because you got a 45-mile trek home, or 40 miles.
Yeah, and that's freeway, and there might be some people patrolling the area.
Yeah.
You can't take side streets.
That's exactly right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You take side streets down to Long Beach from the Valley, it's going to take you 4 days. So you got to sit there, and you got to, you know, here's the key to a Christmas party when it's far from your house.
Mm.
You get there early, and you have about 4 drinks, just boom, 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 boom.
Bam.
Right?
Right.
And you get buzzed for about 2 hours, then you don't drink anymore. Until, like, you know, until you drive home. And you just ride out that buzz, and then as soon as that buzz is over, like around midnight, 1 o'clock, then you can get in the car.
Really? So, yeah, I
get there at 6, mm-hmm. 4 quick drinks, and leave around 2 a.m.
Yeah, when I go to my friend's house in Malibu, I always take the Canyon, so I never drink, because I don't want to be, you know, I might have one, at his Christmas party, have one glass of wine, but I don't want to get, you know, bombed, because I...
You get bombed easily, too.
I get bombed pretty quickly, and I don't want
to... 2 glasses of wine, and you're slurring your speech.
And I don't want to go through the Canyon or anything like that.
Which sounds like you.
Well, you know, you too could be like me, but he throws a great. He has a great party. It reminds me of a party. It's a high end party, something like your dad would throw.
Yeah, my dad and my stepmother always have a great Christmas Eve party.
Yeah, I bet this guy.
Every year.
This guy, my friend, brings in a guy and a piano who plays Christmas music, and you know,
my dad doesn't do that.
Oh, your dad should do that. He could do that.
Yeah.
You get some dude with a piano to hang out in the house, and he sings. You know, people. Older people kind of lean up against him.
I know, but the problem with doing that is the guy starts auditioning for everybody.
No, he's fine. You get the you know what the guy.
That's what he does. You know, he starts singing and he's auditioning, and all of a sudden he's like, you know, handing out his headshot.
This guy
and his resume. F that guy.
This guy who they get is when he's not playing the piano one night a year at their Christmas party. He's like the guy at Bloomingdale's who plays the piano there. And my friend's wife, I think, just said, do you play at people's homes? You know, and he said, yeah. He said, I'll bring my piano and I'll play.
He brings the piano?
He does manage to bring a piano. But I don't think they own it.
No, they got to own one.
Do they own it?
Who brings a piano?
I think.
You have to have piano movers? That's a specialty. That's a specialty item.
I guess he does own a piano, my friend.
He's got to. Someone's going to trek out a piano to Malibu.
Anyway, there's beautiful food and there's just delicious desserts and it's very,
Are you uncomfortable all night?
With them, I feel like family, so yeah. I don't get really uncomfortable.
At our Christmas party, you'd be really uncomfortable.
With Station?
Yeah.
I'd be so uncomfortable that I'm not going to go. That's why I refuse to do it. I'm not going to put myself at such a level of discomfort.
I know, but if you don't go, dude, it's a reflection on us. It's, you know, it's like...
Who cares if I go?
Well, but dude, let me tell you something.
No, that's an important answer. Before you...
I'll tell you who cares if you go, okay? The Christmas party is designed... for the people who work at the station who don't have jobs on the air. You know, guys in sales, guys are running the vans around,
yeah.
Guys that are, you know, handing out flyers and stickers and stuff like that. And they like to see you every once in a while to say, hey, you know, you're like a big deal.
Get the F out of here.
They like to come up to you and say, hey, could you do a little bit of Rick D's for
get
me?
Get out of here. I'm here every night.
I know, but they don't get to see you.
I'm more than happy to see them.
No, they want to see you in a social atmosphere, you avoid it.
Well, I get
it. And then so I got to pick up the slack, and now I got to answer, you know, 40 questions that night. Where is Whitman? Why is Whitman not coming?
Maybe this year I'll go. When is it?
No, you're not going to go. It's the Key Club. I think it's...
Oh, God. And I got to wear black.
You have to wear black? Wear
and
white.
I'm eight.
No.
And I want to whoop your ass.
Oh, God, it just, I mean, to think tonight.
It's Key Club, right?
It's on December 2nd.
Yeah. The Key Club?
At the Key Club. Right.
That's a Sunday. They throw that on.
It's always on a Sunday.
I know it is, Jerry.
Yeah, Sunday's tough.
Get back to
but
the 7-11.
You don't have to work Monday at 8 o'clock at night. What's wrong with you, dude?
Yeah, maybe I'll go this year. I don't know. Look, Tim, I am not, let me say this, and let me get it out in the open. I am someone who is, generally speaking, depressed by the holiday season. Before you interrupt me, there are a lot of us. I was at the psychiatrist's office, and I told you about this. I got the medication and all that.
The guy dressed up like Santa?
No, he'd make a good Santa, though. He could do it. But I said to him, when I was sitting on the couch there in Encino, I said, I feel more depressed. I said, I think it's the holidays. And he said, I hear that a lot. He said, you're certainly not alone. A lot of people get increased depression around this time of the year. He said, but let me ask you why you get more depressed this time of year. I thought about it, and I said, doctor, I think it's the expectation of happiness. Everybody expects you will be happy and joyful. He says, and then he said to me, that's not true. You're saying that. The world's not saying that to you. You're putting that on yourself.
Sounds like a light evening in Encino.
No, I was on the couch.
Like a fun afternoon.
I was being analyzed, Tim. And he said, you're
putting... Can you see the McDonald's from the window?
I look at it. I can smell it. So like when I get
is
bored...
Is that distracting?
But no, sometimes I get bored by him and I go, oh, God, I could use a six-piece. So, no, anyway, yeah, it is next to a McDonald's.
Christ.
But anyway, this is what he said to me. For all the depressed, I am the king of the damaged.
Nut.
What happens is we feel it, but it's us putting it upon ourselves. So just shed it, let it go away.
All right, folks. Are Christmas parties any good anymore, corporate Christmas parties? I think they're too tight. I think there's too many restrictions on it. Everyone tries to get too much crap as a trade out.
Right. It used to be, I think,
they used to spend money on them.
In now the go-go 80s,
now
right?
It's a trade out. Yeah. Now it's like, you know, we'll have it at the at the Bonaventure for 16 commercials or something.
Right. You know what I think, Tim? I think in the go-go 80s or even the 70s, but I don't know. I wasn't around. I think the company Christmas party.
80s were great.
It was like they were like orgies there.
Oh, yeah. There was, you know, like people were smoking weed. Malibu Dan is a great guy to attend a Christmas party with.
Oh, I'm
the
sure.
He's always got a sack of weed. He's always
my favorite
hot.
Thing is a gyro.
He's always just about to pass out. He keeps himself so buzzed that he's walking around just at the brink of of unconsciousness.
Right, but like making sounds like that.
Yeah, just he's a great guy to hang with. All right, folks, are Christmas parties any good anymore, these corporate parties? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Are you suggesting that they should just cancel them, really?
I think they should.
Yeah.
Because it comes to a point where your company is so cheap. A friend of mine has his company Christmas party tonight.
That's
right?
Unbelievable.
And you know what it says to the people who work at the company? We don't really believe in ourselves. And we don't really believe in our company, so we're not going to spend the dough and have it around Christmas. We're going to try to do it early, and we're going to try to do it cheap.
Yeah, it's real embarrassing. I mean, I'm embarrassed for your friend's company. I'm embarrassed for
him. It's 3 weeks before Thanksgiving.
It was just Halloween last week.
Thanksgiving is 3 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, it's crazy. To have a Christmas party tonight is ridiculous. I'm embarrassed for the people there, for like your friend and for his coworkers, and especially the management of that company. I'm embarrassed for them to throw that party now. It's embarrassing. It really is.
It really sucks. And when you go to the Christmas party, you have a lot of people who show up and they've worn whatever they're wearing is going to be their Christmas party
Gear,
right?
Right.
And so if you see them at another Christmas party, they're going to be wearing the same thing.
Yeah, that's their outfit for Christmas.
Yeah, that's their Christmas outfit for the year.
I had one.
And if you see them at multiple parties, you're going to see that same outfit, and that may not get a dry cleaning. So there's that level of distraction as well.
It should always get a dry cleaning, like the red vest I used to wear, a red sweater. Right.
There's some people that really love them, too. They get a car, they get bombed, they go out to eat before. You know, they're the ones, running around tackling people and hugging people.
Oh, look, running around, with their drink coupons. That's ridiculous.
Okay. Alex in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Look at you, studs.
Hey, dude.
I said it, man.
Hey.
Hey, a lot of us aren't Christian. Do you guys mind calling it holiday parties?
Ah, here we go.
Nah.
We're going to call it the Christmas party.
No.
Dude, don't be crazy.
Nah, it's
crazy.
A Christmas party, dude.
Really, don't be nuts.
For most people, I guess they call it now the holidays party.
Yeah, we could call it that.
That's so.
Yeah, but you know, even Gina said to me the other day off the air that Hanukkah is like the lowest end holiday.
It is. I am Jewish. And
it's the Festival of Lights. It means very little.
Right. I mean, so let's call it a Christmas party, dude. If it means very little, if as a Jew, Gina's going to tell us it means very little, then you could maybe.
Well, what's the big Jewish holiday?
Yom Kippur, right?
Yeah, Yom Kippur is big because it's our Day of Atonement, where we beg to be written
what
in the Book
that?
Of Life. It's a pretty depressing.
But yeah, what is it? September?
Oh, it's in, what are we in, Alex? Is that it's the lunar calendar, so it slides around.
Ah, yeah, see, enough with the lunar calendar. You guys got to get it together.
It's 57-57.
Nah, you got to get it together. And you know, nobody knows when Hanukkah starts or when it stops, and the kids have to find out every year.
Well, that's just
it. We got to have a stop-start date for the Jewish holidays. Well, we got to lock them off.
No, you know what's funny?
Yom Kippur, and what are some other ones,
well,
Jerry?
You know what happened?
We could do away with them all together. I don't care.
No, you like them, dude.
You know what happened off the air? I'll tell you, on Halloween night, you weren't feeling well, and Sam Phillips came in. Oh, why is this still happening? You told me this dude was not going to call while you were doing the show.
I know. Hello? Yeah.
Jesus.
All right. Give me the Broncos.
Oh, God, Tim.
Two units. It'll take a second, Brian. Please,
shut the F up.
I'm behind.
You have a problem.
I'm behind this year, you a-hole. All right. And give me San Diego. Yeah, I know. I owe you $500. Okay. What do you tell America? All right. Talk to her.
Hang it up.
All right. All right, gang, these holiday parties, are they still worth going?
Before you were so rudely interrupted, I was rudely interrupted by your bookie on the phone. I
got to get a new bookie.
I was making a point, which you didn't even remember that. I mean, you literally don't even remember that.
No idea. I could listen to it back in the...
No, there's no need to, but I was telling a story of when
Wait, hold on. I'll tell you what you were saying, okay?
Sure.
You said, I know what's funny. And then I asked Jerry what the holidays were, and Jerry said, we can do away with them all. And I said, no, you like them. And then you said, do you know what happened off the air? On Halloween night, you weren't feeling well, and Sam Phillips came in, and then my phone rang. And then you stopped telling the story.
Well, because you began your business.
I'm just telling you, I can recall everything. I have total recall.
Unbelievable. Oh, really? Okay, so anyway, Sam Phillips, we're talking about holidays. Off the air. We were talking about Halloween, and I said, it sucks, you know, it's a Wednesday night, you know. I said, it's the best, you know, this is off the air. I said, it's the best when it's a Friday or a Saturday. And she says to me, well, it's usually Friday. She goes, it's usually Friday or Saturday, isn't it? she said to me,
she's so great.
It's usually Friday or Saturday. And I said, baby, I said, Sammy, I said, well, it's the 31st of October. I said, whatever day of the week that might be is when it is.
That's fantastic.
Halloween.
It's usually Friday.
I didn't know how to respond.
Amy in Palos Verdes, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, gang, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Is this Andy or Amy?
Amy.
Amy, okay, I'm sorry.
I actually was calling. The holiday parties aren't really fun anymore because too many of the companies worry about the lawsuits, so they've cut out the alcohol at a lot of them.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I feel like such an a-hole. Are you a young man or a young woman?
A woman.
A woman. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But they've cut out all the drinking and stuff, so most of the people that are actually fun, they don't go anymore.
Right. They're at someone else's house.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. I feel terrible.
Well,
you were born and raised a woman, though. You didn't have an operation.
No.
Okay.
I'm a retired firefighter. I smoke.
Okay.
All right. You drink pretty hard?
No, I did, and I've outgrown that now.
Good.
How long were you in the fire department?
8 years.
8 years?
The only reason I retired is because I moved out here, and my medical license didn't transfer.
Where were you a fireman?
Firefighter, Tim. It's a woman. You don't say fireman to a woman.
You're a fireman.
No, she's a firefighter.
Yeah.
But is it a congresswoman or is it a congressman?
It's a congresswoman.
Get out of here.
If it's a female, it's a congresswoman.
Is it herstory or history?
Stop
if it's
it,
a no. woman. Is it herstory? H-E-R-S-T-O-R-Y, herstory?
You're being silly.
Well, if you want to get technical, if you're talking proper English, if you're talking about a group, you say him. But if you're talking about an individual, you state what their gender is, what they are.
Yeah, but are you eventually going to say, like, let's say Hillary Clinton becomes president. It'll be the her story of her administration or the history?
It's always the history.
But why isn't it the her story? H-E-R-S-T-O-R-Y.
Because that's not a word, Tim.
History, his story, and her story.
But, Tim, that's, we're not talking gender.
Sweetheart.
We're talking about history. We're talking about great events.
All right, you're a little too uptight. All right, so thank you for calling. All right. I can't take anymore.
No, all I'm saying to you is the female, for example, ships are women. Countries are women. When they talk about a country defending herself, Spain
why
is...
Why isn't it a man?
Well, right. I mean...
Why isn't a ship a man?
Right. Ships are... I mean, who are these people? Ships are women. Nations are women.
Ah, get out of here.
It's a female thing. I don't know.
I was born in the 60s. I'll never change. So if you want me to change, then you're out of luck.
It doesn't matter. Right, but all you right. can't call her a fireman.
She's a fireman. That's what they are.
No, she's not. And you know what else makes me crazy? When you're watching television.
Policeman, a cop.
And there's a spokesperson for the Park Society or whatever. And it's a woman.
Yeah, man.
And it says spokesman. And I look at it and I go, no. That is, I'm looking at a woman. That's not a spokesman. It's a spokeswoman. Spokesperson.
Yeah, but you're like really politically correct.
No, I'm not. I just can recognize a set of breasts when it's in front of me.
You bought into that whole politically correct crap.
No, I did not.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Is it worth going to these company Christmas parties anymore? I don't think they're as fun as they used to be, but I don't know. Maybe I'm on another planet. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Is it Whit Man or Whit Woman? Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Christmas parties are already starting. A friend of mine works for a company whose Christmas party is tonight.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Like Thanksgiving.
To me, it's beginning to look a lot like Halloween.
I don't know if they're worth going to anymore.
And, you know, before you know it, the radio station, you know the one I'm talking about. We could say their name, right? They're going to start with that Christmas music 24/7.
Oh, Coast?
Yeah, Coast is...
My wife looks forward to that.
I hate it. Mike Sakellaridis is going to take all the Celine Dion CDs and all of the,
other...
Luther Vandross CDs.
Other artists.
Other artists. And in comes, you know... I hear that ring, ting, ting-a-ling, ting, ting-a-ling, too.
And I like that.
I mean, if you're Mike Sakellaridis, God bless you, but if you got to sit there for 5 hours a day.
Did Coast already flip over?
No, they haven't.
Wait, turn it up. Is this them?
Oh, they're flipping now.
A little early this year.
Well, they wanted to beat their competitor. They were afraid that K-Big was going to do it.
Dan in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Give an annual award for that guy and that girl for the drunkest, and it's an open bar, and they even fly in all the employees from the U.S. and put them up in hotels.
How nice.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And we moved out from Kansas last year and went to it 5 weeks after we were here, and it was just like being in a fraternity party.
Wow, unbelievable. So when are they going to have their party? I mean, it's not like tonight where they do it on the cheap, so they do it, you know— 7 weeks before Christmas.
But you know what? This is the kind of guy. I mean, we won't say the name of the company because I don't know, you know, if this is true or not. But that's the kind of company that really cares about its employees. They spend an S load of money on their holiday party. And what it says to the people who work there, listen, maybe we can't give you a raise, but we're going to have a great effing party because you guys did such a great job this year.
You know what? I heard a similar story, and it's they must have a great holiday party, a great Christmas party. But I was talking to a young lady who works at a car dealership. And she was telling me how great her company is. And listen to this. She said, sometimes our boss, you know, on a Friday night or Thursday night, says, takes everybody to dinner, and it's not a small staff. It might be 10 or 12 people. And he takes them to Morton's.
Wow.
And they get steaks, and they have drinks. And if anyone has had a drink too many, it looks like they might be unable, he gets a car for them.
Wow. Is that right?
Yeah, and I thought, wow, what a great boss. What a great guy that would be to work for.
Do they go to Crustacean?
They do not go to Crustacean, but Tom Likas goes to Crustacean. Yeah. Tom was talking about
it's a very expensive place to eat.
Well, not if you're Tom, because...
No, it is.
No,
anybody it is.
No, I'm afraid if you're Tom, it's a little cheaper. What? Tom said this on the air about Crustacean. We went to Crustacean with Gary and Dino and Art, and we went to Crustacean, which is the most expensive restaurant, and worth every penny, by the way. And the one entree we got, we shared an entree.
All right, let's talk to...
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm going to say it since...
Joya, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How do you do that?
Hey, come on. We're having a good time. It's Friday night.
How do you do that?
Joya, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's going?
How are you?
You guys got to come work with me. My company, we all went out to Vegas.
What?
We took out a ballroom at the Wynn.
What?
Open bar, full meal, full dessert. It was like a 3-4 course meal.
Wait, did they pay for your flight and your hotel?
No, they didn't pay for the flight and hotel.
Oh, did they pay for your rent a car?
What do you need that for? But
it's like when we give out tickets, lift tickets to Telluride, you know?
Right.
Jesus Christ.
If you get there, you know.
Yeah, we'll give you the ticket.
Right.
Lewis in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What's up with your corporate Christmas party? Lewis?
Luis? Luis?
How about Craig in, on the 91? You're on the air.
How you doing?
Hey, all right.
Good.
You guys are the top of the list of the nighttime talk show. I just want you to know that.
Oh, thank you. What is there? Is it a long list? I mean, I'm really...
Yeah, let's read the list.
Who else is on, really? I mean, honestly.
Well, okay. Let's go to this. Can I name the company that I'm going to talk about or no?
Well, what's the company?
The company was called Elixir Industries.
Is it still around?
You know, I don't know. This is back in 1979. I was hired as a West Coast sales rep.
All right.
Back in the day when they used to give salesmen company cars and credit cards.
Oh, yeah. Those are the days, huh?
That was great, you know? So we're going to have a Christmas party, right? So I'm talking to this receptionist, and I've never met her before. Never had no idea what she looked like, but God, she had just a wonderful voice, you know?
Yeah.
And so I meet her, we go to lunch, so we decided to go to the Christmas party together. Well, I'm new in the sales force, and the guy who's the sales manager is madly in love with this girl, and we show up at the Christmas party together. And the next day, I'm laid off.
Should have laid you off before the call. Claudia and Hawthorne, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
Our Christmas party is an engineering firm, and everyone's old.
Right.
So all the young kids get to take all the older engineers' tickets.
Right.
And we get drunk off of them.
Oh, the drink tickets.
Yeah, we get 2 tickets, but everyone that doesn't drink, give them to
us.
So
there's a lot of people who can't handle booze anymore.
That's true. Yeah. That's how it seems, right,
A lot
Tim?
Of tight livers and colostomy bags. So that sounds like a great night. It's 3 young people with an S-load of tickets and 90 people who are about to die.
Exactly.
Other
sounds
than
like
that.
Sounds like a great Christmas party, man.
It sounds real fun.
Jesus Christ. I love the way that people can put spins on anything, right? It's
so
like,
funny.
Hey, listen, I work for a company where everybody's about to die, so we get their drink tickets. Isn't that great? Wouldn't you like to work for that company? Everybody smells like death. There's usually a contest. Who's the last guy to urinate himself? And Bill always wins. He's 92. He's great, but he doesn't use his drink tickets either.
And we get his centerpiece from the table.
the whole place. We have to heat it up to it's about 110 in there because everyone's so cold. Because you know they're old and stuff, and it all smells like vitamin farts. Like an old folks home. You ever smell an old folks home? It's like one big vitamin fart.
Yeah. Well, you pleased him.
It's the worst.
Boy.
It's the worst. My grandmother was in one for about the last 2 years of her life, and I used to dread going there, man.
It's going to be very sad.
Oh, Bubba. Aviva in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello, Aviva.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, dear.
I'm calling to tell you guys that my company's charging us to go to our Christmas party.
Yeah, some companies do that now, right?
And Jesus Christ.
If you want to bring your spouse, it's an extra $50 or something.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
$20? Yeah.
For $20 effing, they can't cover that? What kind of company do you work for?
It's actually a real estate company.
Oh, that's outrageous.
But I thought the market, I know, slowed down a little bit, but aren't sales real high? I mean, houses... are expensive.
They can afford that.
I don't know. Portion's going to charity, though.
But, I don't care where it goes.
You know what? I have to be honest with you. When Christmas time comes around and your company throws that one party for its employees, the charity at that moment is your staff. So I understand. I'm all about charity, and I could give you a list of charities that you should give to that are great organizations. But, you know, the charity this time of year is your company. You know,
right.
Make a nice party for these people. Don't make them pay extra money to bring their spouse.
That's exactly right.
And don't have the party, like, at the office.
They have it somewhere nice.
Yes, I have a buddy who
club.
Says his party is at the office, like, on a Friday. Like, you go to work, though, and they have the party there. It's, like, so dumb.
Why are you so sad in there? What's going on with you?
I was just going to say, at least Brian's invited.
What's going on with you?
Well,
why are you so depressed today? What's wrong with you?
You know, it's whatever. It's stupid. Forget it. Sorry, go ahead.
You're in your period?
What is going on here?
Your
period?
I'm not in my period.
Well, I didn't know if you were in your period or not.
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm out of my period. I can be gassy.
Is this 1936, Tim?
Well, it's a period of time where you're in it.
Are you in your period?
Oh, my God.
It's not on it.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God.
Is it that time of month?
No, Tim, it's not.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Well, it's like all of a sudden everyone's talking about the Christmas party, and I'm like, okay, fine. I didn't think we were going to, you know, get into it and all. It sucks because you're, like, Brian is saying that, you know, it sucks and it has so many problems and he's not going. At least he was invited. Like, I wasn't even invited.
Wait a minute, you're not invited to our Christmas party?
No, I didn't get the memo. And so I was like, okay, I'll just, you know, I'll take it like a man or whatever. And, you know, as long as no one brings it up, it's fine.
Wait, why aren't you invited
to
the Christmas party?
You're having a whole segment on it, so...
Why aren't you invited?
Because I'm not considered a full-time employee.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You can come to the party. They're not going to stop you.
No, I'm not invited.
You can...
They'll, like, turn me away, Brian.
Wait a minute.
Gina,
no, you'll be there.
You'll be there. Come on, we'll call and...
I'll take you as my guest.
Really?
Yeah.
And shut up, Jerry.
I'll take... Jerry's invited, actually. That turns out Jerry gets invited.
Wait, yeah. Tim, really?
Yeah, I'll take you as my guest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, who am I going to bring? Are there any other part-time employees who'd like to come?
Wait a minute.
Oh, Manny has raised his hand, man. Tell you, man.
Is that going to be okay with, like, the family?
I just got a text.
Yeah.
Jeez, that was quick. You take her to the party, and I'm taking Sophia to Oregon.
Oh.
Ah.
Great.
All right.
And
well,
wireless technology and communication.
That's fun, isn't it?
Is fast, isn't it?
I won't be taking you, Gina. I'll be taking my wife.
Well,
what about Jerry? Jerry, can you take her?
Jerry, like, this full-time. Is really, like,
know.
Sad.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, why can't?
Just because.
Why because?
Hello.
Just because.
Hello.
Jerry, you...
Sorry, Gina.
Hey. Hello.
Well, what?
Hi.
Well, you're going to take... You don't go.
Hello.
You don't go.
Who did Gina hit on?
All right. Do you want to go with Brian?
Oh, my God. Really? Brian, no, because you won't really go.
Will you go if Gina goes?
Well, I mean, if I'm taking Gina, I mean, who of all the dudes here did she hit on?
You.
Yeah. Hello.
All right. Well, you want to go with Brian then?
Would you like to go?
Yes.
Well, let's go then. My God.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hello.
I don't know if you guys can go together.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, crap.
Why? Because I'm not Jewish?
No.
God damn it.
Human resources.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
No.
You guys can't spend time together.
Yeah, yes, you can.
No,
you can't.
Brian,
it's a company
there, it has
time.
To be a witness.
Yeah, you got to go.
A witness?
Maybe Manny can go with you.
A witness? What do I have to get a chaperone?
Because you were...
Well, what
you
am
were,
I, some sort of sexual predator?
You came on to her, and she...
I totally forgot. It's such a technicality, Brian.
It's not a big deal.
Go.
It's not a big deal, but she can't go with you.
What in the world are you talking about? What?
After you had that discussion with her, when you said she hit on you, Human Resources heard that night and said, Gina, we prefer that not to go on with employees.
What?
Just have somebody around when you guys interact.
Are you kidding me?
Wait a second.
I'm not kidding you.
Did you not check your email?
No, dude. You got to check your effing email. How many emails do you have on CBS, on your CBS email? How many in your inbox?
Wait a minute. This company...
How many in your inbox?
A lot.
How many?
1,000.
He has about 1,700.
You have 1,700. I saw it the other day.
Oh, great, Tim. You saw
it. You have 1,700 emails.
Are you telling me that this company is treating me like a sexual predator? And
that's exactly right.
They won't let me be in the same...
They didn't say not to do it. They said they don't think it's a good idea.
What's not a good
idea?
You to be in the same room with her.
Yeah, they have to strongly suggest
it. All right, we got
to
take a break.
Well, what did I do wrong?
Sit down. Why are you so crazy? It was your sexual predatorness that got you in trouble.
I won't go to the party, okay?
Did I assault you sexually?
I'm sorry.
Did I sexually assault you?
I won't go to the party,
I should be getting laid.
All right, please. Why is this always turned into an F-fest?
It's like, I'm a rapist all of a sudden. I'm a rapist.
Listen, you couldn't keep it in your pants, and now she's not going to the party.
How dare you?
It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Jerry the Snowman. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
By the way, this is... excuse me, Tim.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Willie Nelson, I believe, isn't it?
Is it right?
Yeah.
Right. I think it was high when he wrote it.
Yeah, that's what I always think when I hear it.
All right, you can't take Gina to the Christmas party. Well, I've checked with human resources.
Well, this is out... I'm honest...
You're not going with her.
Well, honestly, excuse me.
I'm just telling you. I'm not. Yeah, I'm just a middleman. Don't yell at me.
You don't act like a middleman.
All right.
You act like you're the boss.
And I'm not the boss. I'm telling you. You're going to be in trouble if you go with her and anything happens.
I must make a statement.
Like if you pull that wiener out or something.
I must, excuse me, make a statement. I have 21 years.
I know. I've heard the whole run.
Of history.
All right. Randy Wang is with us.
In this business. And never once have I been singled out by an employer as sexually offensive. Well, one time. One time in the year 2000. One time.
One time?
By a man, by the way.
A man accused you of hitting on him?
I was.
You know, we're on the air.
That's what made it so strange.
Okay.
A man with whom I worked. Went to management and said that I had a sexually charged conversation with a female coworker in his presence.
Oh, Christ.
Idiot is that. Okay, so except for him, I have
okay.
never.
All right, Randy
ever.
Wang, can you take Gina to the Christmas party? I mean, you're like sort of a deadbeat. You got nothing going on, right?
Thanks a lot, Tim. I could take her, but, you know, I'd like to use this as a power play, this Christmas party. I mean, last year, Jerry took a hot chicken. That's Jerry.
Dude, you got two pens in your pockets, and she's got D's.
Yeah, but Gina can't do
anything
for me.
You're not losing here.
Gina can't do anything for me if I take her to the Christmas party. She's like my sister.
So you got to keep it open until when? December 1st?
Let's keep it open, until the 1st. You know, let me see if I can get some chicks going. If not, I'll call you on the maybe this morning of the 2nd.
Dude, you got nothing going on.
I'm not.
I might. There's 3 weeks.
You think you can get a date in 3 weeks for this party?
If Jerry can get a date, I can get a date.
All right, I'll put up $100 to see who has the hottest chick between you and Jerry.
Oh, I'll get in on that action.
$100?
Well, who am I going to go? You know, I think that, but do I have to, if you're going to take Jerry, I got to take Randy?
Oh, I see. No, we'll just, I see. Okay, we'll bet on it. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Are we wagering?
All right, we got to take a break here. Okay, that's even more interesting. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.